Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Speaking of that, I do have an HBO Max show for you.
Oh, you do? What's it called?
I don't know if it's new or if I'm late to this one. It's called Southside. It's a comedy.
Okay. Is it about the Chicago White Sox?
It's guys who live on the South Side or struggling a little bit. This episode last night, it was hilarious.
Who's in it?
Nobody you'd know.
Okay, good. That's even better. Yeah.
There's one guy I kind of knew, but I don't know his name, that I've seen before. But it would look like just a... I read some review on it. They said it was really funny. I'm like, I watched it. It was really funny.
All right. Well, I'll have to give it... You know, that's right up my alley. Yeah, so I'm glad that that you found something that's right up my alley.
Have you seen Southside yet, Dub?
No, I haven't checked that out yet. I saw the preview for it.
It's pretty funny.
All right. Yeah. All right, good.
It's first episode of it was great.
Has the second season of the Lakers documentary come out yet? Not yet. Winning Time is the second season of that. That was great. I mean, you want to talk about quality television, man. I thought... Did you finish the whole thing yet, Dub?
Not yet.
You didn't get through it yet?
I got a couple more episodes to go.
Oh, my God. I love that. I love it. I know the guys that were portrayed in it didn't like it. I thought it was compelling, great, entertaining television, man. I can't wait for season two of that show.
I know why Jerry West didn't like it.
Well, I can understand why Jerry West didn't like it, but maybe if you don't act like a jerk to people, they're not going to portray you that way, right?
Yeah. This story to me is rich. Someone is suggesting Tom Brady plays until he gets 10 Super Bowls.
Now, let me ask you this. This is one of these consider the sources, right?
It definitely is. Definitely is. He's just go ahead and play until he gets 10 Super Bowls. Sounds great on the surface. Like, just go for 10. Don't ever retire, man. Don't ever retire.
Right.
Says the guy who's holding Brady's next job.
Greg Olson.
Who's the number one analyst currently at Fox. But we all know that Fox offered up Tommy a huge deal.
$350 million.
Greg Olson does say in jest, I don't think Tom's career is over until he gets 10 Super Bowls. I think anything less than that would be setting himself up short. So if I was him, I'd go for 10.
Right.
I like it. I like it. I like that Greg Olson's got a little sense of humor about this one. But also just keep playing. Like, Tommy shouldn't ever retire. It's great for the NFL that he's around.
Mm-hmm.
Just go ahead and play. I found this tweet from Pro Football Focus as well, that this one went down over the weekend that I saw, that I chuckled at the time and I brought back when we saw the Greg Olson story. But it said, who will be the game's best signal caller in 2027?
2027. And it said, so that's 5 years from now.
Who will be the best quarterback in 5 years?
They Patrick had Mahomes.
Mahomes, Allen, Herbert, Burrow, and Tom Brady.
And keep him on the list.
I thought even 2027, he'll still be the best quarter. Like, I don't know if someone could add enough to their legacy that he wouldn't still be the best quarterback.
Right.
It didn't say the best active quarterback. It just says who will be the best quarterback in 5 years.
Yeah.
And Tom Brady was on the list, too. I thought that was terrific.
Right. So. And I think what I find very interesting about this story is the Greg Olson angle to the whole thing, because this guy's got a job right now that's a really good job. Clearly not going to be paid as much as Tom Brady is going to be to do the exact same job. But what's Greg Olson thinking about right now? Like, how is Fox playing this one to Greg Olson? Because he knows he's losing that job as soon as Tom Brady says, hey, I'm done playing. Does he get reduced to the number two team? What happens to Greg Olson?
Maybe
after
they go three man booth. I don't know.
And I wouldn't hate that at all, because I really like Greg Olson. I think he does a nice job on those games. I don't know what Tom Brady's going to be like when he gets in there. Is Tom Brady going to be the third man that's going to just kind of yuck it up and throw in a couple of barbs? Or is Tom Brady going to be like a Tony Romo guy where he's truly in there giving you the X's and O's and the nuts and bolts of football? I don't know that I see Tom Brady being as good with the nuts and bolts as I do from Tony Romo, because we're seeing Tom's personality right now. Ever since he went to Tampa, we're seeing a personality of Tom Brady that we have not seen before, right? And I really like this personality of Tom Brady. It's very Peyton Manning-like. I don't know that I would want Peyton Manning in the booth being the serious guy. I would kind of like let Tom Brady be the foil in that booth, and I would go to a three-man booth. I'd let Greg Olson be the kind of the X's and O's kind of guy, and I'd let Tom Brady be the fun guy who's going to add in the barbs and is going to add in like the Kramer, if you will, on Seinfeld, kind of the guy that comes in, boom, and then out the door, and George and Jerry kind of, you know, run the entire thing. And then here comes Tom Brady, couple of things here, and then he's out the door. I think that's the perfect role for him. So maybe a three-man booth is the way to go, but you've got to find a way, some way, somehow, to sell this to Greg Olson that, hey, man, you're just not a seat filler right now, right? You're just not a seat filler who wins a Tony Award and goes parties with Liza Minnelli. You're going to be a guy who's going to be part of this for the long haul.
Part of me be for Greg Olson be like, just play it out, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, if you do a good job, someone else is going to hire you. It'll be fine. But part of me, I get like, you think I'm the second choice and I'm just here until this guy's done. It'd be a tough spot to be in.
Real tough spot.
If you're Greg Olson.
Now, let me ask you this, though. Do you think the contract that Tom Brady signed by the time he retires is going to be an albatross? And what I mean by that is going to be a lot less money than what he could be making if he signed a new contract with Fox in a couple of years, right? Like, where do we see the money going for these analysts? Because
I don't know that it goes
yesterday,
to where it's at.
Ryan Fitzpatrick just signed a deal with Amazon, right? And if guys continue to retire and networks continue to bid on these guys that continue to retire, is the Tom Brady deal going to look kind of small? Is the Tom Brady deal going to look like a bad deal that he signed and now he has to sign a new one? I don't know. I'm just kind of asking. I don't know what the answer is to that.
Tom's money blew it out of the water, so I don't know.
But now we've got Gronk who's available, right? Is Gronk going to get paid big bucks? And see, Gronk is a guy that I would put on a pregame show. I don't think he'd be really good in the booth.
No.
I think he's got some funny lines. He's a great personality.
He's done some of that before, and he
hasn't been that great.
No.
But
no.
I would still put him on a pregame show and have like Gronk's memories or something and go out and interview guys.
Yeah, he goes and does stuff.
Play grab ass with some guys in the NFL and chase guys around, swat them with towels. Like, that's something that Gronk could
I'd
do,
find
right?
a role for Gronk, for sure. Yeah. But he ain't making Tom money.
No, or Gronk's tailgates and he's shotgunning beers in parking lots or something like that, and you know, just going crazy. Like, but let even, Gronk be Gronk.
Even Al Michaels the other day said, I don't know what else they're paying him to do because it can't be just for the games.
Tom Brady?
Yeah, he was kind of like, he's like, hey, we're all doing well here, but he's got to be having to do something else. So I think his contract's just going to be different. Now, whether that's completely fulfilled or they rip it up at some point, I don't know.
You know what he's going to do? He's probably going to be a big ambassador for Fox and he's going to go meet clients and they're going to sign big time advertising contracts. Yeah. That's what Tom Brady's going to do.
I have a brief apology I want to get to here. Back in the day, one of my duties was to write stories for our website, 610sports.com.
Oh, you're not doing that anymore?
I'm not doing that anymore.
Back in the day.
And there was, part of it was you'd try to find, you know, pictures to put on the website, write a story, put pictures up there. Mm-hmm. And for a while, it was going really bad for the Royals. And it was really bad for their bullpen. And there was one particular bullpen guy that was really, really sucky. Mm-hmm. And I remember writing the story, and I put a picture up of a gas can. That was the picture to the Royals story. Mm-hmm. And I think there was a dumpster fire another time and a gas can. Those are two of the ones that I was really, really proud of. They weren't like action shots. And one was a gas can. And I remember specifically it had to do with Kyle Farnsworth because he was so bad he came in and he was a gas can. Yesterday we came across photos of Kyle Farnsworth who is training for some bodybuilding event. Oh my God, he's jacked.
I can't believe this, right? It looks like a Photoshop almost, like a bodybuilder with Farnsworth's head.
Now, he was a big dude before. It's like a big frame. He is jacked now. And so I regret ever putting a gas can in associating with Kyle Farnsworth because
it was John Kingner who did it, not Josh
Klinger.
That's
right. That's right.
John Kingner.
Because this guy would crush me. He is an Adonis.
Yeah, he really is. Yeah.
So Kyle Farnsworth is now bodybuilding after apparently playing some minor league football for a little while as well. 46 years old.
Well, he played the FFA, the Florida Football Alliance.
He's now getting into the competitive bodybuilding circuit. And
I think Todd Haley coached there.
Is
never heard of him.
Ginormous.
I mean, it's creepy, man. He's weird. I'm just going to say that. Like, this looks weird with all these muscles and veins and whatever else that is.
No, he's terrifying.
Yeah.
Imagine if that was on the mound. Throwing 100 miles an hour at your head.
You would think a guy that looks like that would have been better. But he did retire with a 4.26 ERA, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but seriously, just the intimidation factor that he would have out there on the mound. I'd get out of the box.
He scares me right now. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a weird-looking picture, man. It's weird. He looks like a 60-year-old man that, found Nugenics.
Yes,
like the
he's
guy
in the best shape of his life now. He just got done doing the
he's got Nugenics. He's got copper fit.
What's the one where you do the ski thing? Nordic track.
Nordic track.
Yeah, he did Nordic track. He's in the best shape of his life.
He gets suckered into one of those Pelotons too. You know,
he's with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley, and he's doing the upside down sit ups or something.
He's also now the guy. Back when they had the magazines on the airline, they tried to sell you the HGH type of stuff. You know, the human growth hormone. They had that old guy in the tight jeans. That's what this guy looks like now. Mm-hmm. The Kyle Farnsworth is like the 60-year-old promoting HGH.
He's terrifying.
Yeah.
Maybe a shot at Kansas City, but Manny Ramirez says Derek Jeter wouldn't have been Derek Jeter if he played here. We'll get to that next.
This is Fesco in the Morning. Preferred 2-1 over other competing dentists. Brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967. On 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Lines it to right, and that is going to be a base hit. Lopez will come in to score. Merrifield will stop at second base with an RBI double, and the Royals take an 11-10 lead.
Woo! Royals a winner last night. We saw Vern on our way in today.
Uh-huh.
It was so late last night. Vern must have been taking your calls into the wee hours, so we passed him in the hallway.
Well, the game ended at 12:39-ish, right? Right. Well, it started at 8:39, went 4 hours and 14 minutes, so no, about 1 o'clock it probably ended. So, yeah, Vern was here taking your phone calls all night.
Very strange. We hadn't seen Vern in a while in person, and we saw him on the way out this morning. 12-11, Royals win in 11. Bobby Witt Jr. with a pair of home runs. Carlos Santana even left the ballpark. He had 5 RBI last night.
But you mean he left like he went home? Or
no.
He had a home run.
He had a home run.
Oh, wow.
He was 4-for-5 with 5 RBI.
How about
his average is now at 210.
I like that. I like that.
And Shohei Ohtani tied a major league record. He drove in 8, had 2 3-run home runs, drove in 8 in a loss, which is a major league record. And I think is the first Japanese-born player in the majors to drive in 8.
Absolutely.
So it was Ohtani history, and they beat him.
The interesting thing is Ohtani pitches tonight, too.
Correct.
So that's kind of cool. Goes and has a night like he did last night offensively, then turns around and pitches again.
Yeah.
It's a pretty special player right now.
Bobby Witt's 2 home runs were pretty fantastic, too. You want to check out those highlights. Pretty good.
Yeah. He's on pace for 24 home runs and 87 RBIs this year.
His home run to center, I didn't think was gone at first. I mean, he didn't look like he even got all of it. He hit it like 396 to center. And then Ohtani's game-tying home run off of Scott Barlow was pretty epic, too. Like, Barlow, because he had that oh bleep. You know, that the pitch, oh crap. They kind of flops off the mound like, oh no. And Ohtani sent the game to extras, but the Royals win it in extras. Whit Merrifield, an RBI double. And Kyle Isabel, run-scoring infield single. And the Royals win 12-11. There you go.
You know, the optimism is abound as I look at the text line from last night, Vern's show. If we go 8-2 over the next 10, we'll be 33-44 heading into Houston.
Jeez, come on now. Slow down. Slow down.
I like the optimism, but...
They've had a nice road trip, though.
They have. Yeah. Nobody's watching because they're all at 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah,
it could be
a problem.
I hate when you go to the West Coast. It's like you're off for a week and a half, right? I mean, you're out there and you're playing, but the games are so dang late at night, nobody's really paying much attention to it.
I can't do it. Especially when they go 4 hours, 14 minutes.
Right, yeah, 4 hours and 14 minutes.
I saw it was 3-0 in the second.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, cool, they got a lead. Let's go to bed.
I found something the other day, an old, like, baseball promo for a Yankee-Oriole game in like 1981 or something like that, right? Tune in tonight at 8 o'clock. I'm like, 8 o'clock? Oh, my goodness. And they were starting games at 8 o'clock local time, and our friend Jayhawk for Life went and looked back on Baseball Reference. He goes, both of those games were 2 hours long. 1 hour and 58 minutes for one, 2 hours and 12 minutes for the other.
That's works,
when did baseball games become a four-hour affair, man? Like, you could start a game at 8 o'clock local time and still be home for your late local news back in the day. What the hell has changed over the years? Like, what has happened? I know what's happened, but they don't want to admit it. They're putting more commercials into every half inning. And if they eliminate one commercial break every half inning, you'll eliminate 20 minutes of commercials, put them in the game, and you've cut your pace and play down. That's all you have to do. But they don't want to do that. They want to make bases bigger.
All right. Somehow Kansas City got dragged into this. Manny Ramirez was on the Red Sox broadcast the other night, Monday night. On Nesson, and he was honored before the game, and he's on the broadcast, and he's talking about Derek Jeter.
I feel like they honor him every game.
Why not? And he says Derek Jeter would have been just another ordinary player had he been in. Why we're dragged to Kansas City? Kansas City, what?
There's a lot of pressure playing in Boston. There's no getting around it.
Ask the guy.
I mean, really.
Hey, but you got to understand this. If you haven't played in Boston or New York, you're not in the big leagues.
Man, that true.
Hey, it's like if you put Jeter in Kansas City in those years.
Right.
He was just a regular player.
Yeah. You put him on that big stage and hit 400 in the postseason for many, many years.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
No doubt.
He's the greatest in the history.
Yeah, he's the greatest.
This is a tough place to play.
But he make you better.
I will.
Make you better because you got to be ready.
Every night.
Because they will let you know.
Oh, yeah.
They will let you know when you're not right. But that make you, to be honest with you, when I was with Cleveland, I was playing and I was a good player. But when I came to Boston, I got better because the fans, they will let you know that you wasn't playing right.
Okay, I guess. Because if you go to Boston and New York, they'll show up to the ballpark to tell you you suck.
Oh, they will. Yeah.
Like,
and here, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Here we just don't go.
Yeah.
Like, everybody is very nice.
That too remains, nice at times.
That remains at Kauffman when it's bad.
Right.
In Boston or New York, they'll show up just to get after you.
And they should, because it's good money that you're spending, and they expect more out of their athletes.
I get what he's saying there. I don't want to drag us into it. His numbers would stand up. He'd have been a star here in Kansas City. He wouldn't have been on the stage that made him the star that he was, which was the postseason.
Now let's say for argument's sake.
But it's just his straight numbers would have been good enough. I don't know why people still knock his numbers. You look at his numbers and like,
his numbers are really good.
His numbers are really, really good. And then he elevated himself on the postseason stage, right?
Yeah.
He might not have had those, probably wouldn't have had those opportunities here, obviously.
Well, no, I mean, I'm looking at Derek Jeter's career. The Royals made the postseason one time when Derek Jeter was playing professional baseball for the New York Yankees, and that was 2014 when he retired from the game, okay? So it's not like they had a long history of postseason baseball here in Kansas City, and Jeter would have been a part of that. Big Poppy's 100% right. I can't argue one thing that he said there, because number one, Jeter would have only been here 6 years. Had he been here in Kansas City. Or Manram. I'm sorry. What did I say?
Big Poppy. Yes,
Manny Ramirez.
Yes.
He would have been here only 6 years had he had he been a member of the Kansas City Royals, because that's the way baseball works. So by the year 2000, 2001, Derek Jeter would have already been gone out of Kansas City. The Royals were not a very good organization back in the late 90s, early 2000s. They wouldn't have made the playoffs. And as good as Derek Jeter's numbers truly were, when you look at what he was able to do over the course of his career, isn't WAR a stat that people look about at all the time, right? Mm-hmm. Wins above replacement. He had a 71.3 WAR for his career. That means he had 71 wins. He created 71 more wins than the normal person during his career at that time. And so what I look at with Derek Jeter, and I look at all his numbers, I can't help but focus on the postseason with Derek Jeter, because that's really where he became the star.
That's where he made his real bones. Yeah.
That's where he became the star. He was called Mr. November. He made play after play after play in the postseason, had a knack for the big stage, and had a knack for coming up big on the big stage. He wouldn't have been able to do that here in Kansas City, because the Royals would not have made the postseason. But he would have only been here for 6 years, and then would have been on to somewhere else. And so Manny Ramirez is 100% right about that. If he played here in Kansas City, he wouldn't be the big star that he is. And I don't even know that he'd be a Hall of Famer if he played his career here in Kansas City, because everybody knows Derek Jeter went from good to great in the postseason, and without having the ability to play in the postseason, maybe we would never have seen the greatness that was Derek Jeter. Sometimes you're a benefit and a product of your situation. Sometimes you make your situations better. I think Derek Jeter's a combination of both. He made the Yankees obviously better, but the Yankees being a good team, getting into the postseason every year, elevated him to allow his greatness to show.
And I didn't really take it as a shot. I was just like, why are you dragging our names into this? So I couldn't even bring up some other city. But baseball should, another symbol of their problems.
Mm-hmm.
He says, if you haven't played in Boston or New York, you're not in the big leagues.
Yeah. And he's not technically wrong about that. Like, I mean,
that's just the way it is. That's a problem.
Right. That's a problem for Major League Baseball. You're right.
Yes.
And that's kind of one of the things that I heard yesterday.
You can't say that in the NFL, man. If you don't play in New York or L.A., you're not in the NFL. No,
a lot of people would say if you play in New York, you're not in the NFL right now, right? Yeah.
So it's another baseball problem, right?
It is. But, I mean, the biggest problem is, though, Josh, is like a guy like Bobby Witt Jr. Let's take him how good he's going to be. He will not be allowed truly to be a star in baseball unless he's playing for a team like the Yankees. Like, look at what Anaheim has right now. Otani, Mike Trout. Those guys are phenomenal players. I don't know that they're necessarily quote-unquote stars, right? I don't think they're stars. Like, they're rock stars, where we were talking with Len Dawson earlier. When he would walk off a bus or a plane, people would be going crazy. I don't know that that happens with the Anaheim Angels when their traveling party rolls through town, but it definitely did with the Yankees. I mean, when the Yankees would come into town with Jeter and Posada and Bernie Williams and all those guys, people would be hounding outside of the Fairmont on the plaza waiting for those guys to come out and go to lunch and to sign autographs. I mean, they were the, it was like traveling with the Beatles, somebody told me one time.
And to text in to tell you who was out too late.
Yeah. They would absolutely do that. But you look at football, and Ramirez is sitting there saying if he played in Kansas City, he wouldn't have been the star. But the biggest star in the NFL plays in Kansas City. Yeah, I mean, so that's baseball, right? Yeah, but that's the difference between the two sports. Yeah. I mean, if baseball wants to figure things out, you can't be a star in Major League Baseball if you play in Kansas City. But if you play in the NFL, you can be the biggest sport in the country's biggest star by playing in Kansas City. Baseball needs to take a step back and go, how do we get some of this? Yeah. How do we do something like this? But the toothpaste is so far out of the tube. I don't think they want it. I don't think they care.
Now I really want Ndamukong Suh. Tell you why next.
Fesco in the morning. Brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967 on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Music on a Wednesday. That's how it works. It's a way back Wednesday. 913-586-7610 on the text line or at BWKC on Twitter to submit your requests. All right, we discussed this a little bit yesterday, and Ndamukong Suh had said his days are done with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He didn't think that the door was closed there. He wasn't going back there, but he still wanted to play. The age of 35.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's been a one-year kind of mercenary for several years now. I'm like, okay, let's bring him back on a cheap deal. They need some more pass rush help. Put him alongside Chris Jones a little bit. It gives you a little something. That wouldn't be the worst thing in the world, right?
I'm in on that. And you know how right? I feel about dudes over 30. I'm not into them.
They dropped by ESPN's NFL Live. I really want to sign him now. Because he's been exchanging messages with Chandler Jones and Max Crosby.
I don't like that.
Suh said via Cassie Soto of the Las Vegas Review-Journal, it's an interesting opportunity for sure. We'll see where it kind of ends up. But that AFC West is very, very tough, which would be fun. You get out of that, you're almost destined to get to the Super Bowl. And he tweeted out on yesterday as well, Raiders could be fun. I want to get him now. I don't want to, like, enough of these, like, defensive linemen going to the AFC West. Let's take one. I think he could be a value to the Chiefs, but I'll play defense against somebody else at this point in time because enough's enough.
Mm-hmm.
Chandler Jones is here. Khalil Mack is back. Yeah, Max Crosby, that obviously is on the rise anyway, but you brought in some of these other short-term veteran defensive linemen to load up on defensive line. I'm playing defense against somebody else, picking up one more guy. I think that's the added benefit of signing Suh.
Well, that's where I feel about this one as well. I mean, I wanted to sign him yesterday before I knew about this Raider stuff that was rearing its ugly head. But now that the Raider stuff is rearing its ugly head, there's even more incentive, I think, for Kansas City to sign him, and that is to keep him away from Oakland. But also, too, Josh, we need Ndamukong Suh here in Kansas City. Our defensive line is not very good. I am very down on Chris Jones. I don't know if he's ever going to recapture the magic that he had. If he could play half as good as he tweets and talks, man, let's go. I'm on board with that. But Chris Jones had a very disappointing season last year. I still think that Chris Jones needs a legit running mate alongside of him. I don't know who that is right now on this team. Derek Nnadi's a nice piece, but he's not somebody that you fear and somebody you have to worry about like Ndamukong Suh. And I know 35 years old. That's why a one-year contract for me is the perfect deal for Ndamukong Suh. You don't have to really worry about a long-term deal or the financial future or anything like that. You go out and sign him, you get him for a year. If it works out, that's fantastic, and he helps you, you know, get back to the Super Bowl. And you don't have to worry about paying him at 36 years old. You're just paying him for this year. Now that the Raiders are interested in him, I think it's even more of an incentive because I still think Ndamukong Suh can play. He's never been hurt, and he always plays at a high level. For a one-year deal, I'm all in on that. And every time I see a story about, you know, what team is still missing what as they head into training camp, it's always about the defensive line for the Chiefs. And I felt that way really since the season ended. The defensive line, in my opinion, right now is not Super Bowl caliber, okay? You've got some names up there, but you don't know what Karlaftis is going to be. You have no idea what to bank on with Karlaftis, right? Chris Jones, I don't know. Is he on the other side of the hill right now? He may be. Frank Clark, is he going to show up to work? Derek Nnadi's a nice player, and then you got a couple of other bit pieces that are out there. I just don't think this defensive line is a Super Bowl caliber defensive line right now, and they still need to make additions, and they still need to find some help up there.
And they would have liked for them to do a little bit more earlier in this, but now you're in the this is what's left kind of category.
Correct.
Street free agent, but also street free agent that
it's pretty good.
He's been reliable.
Reliable, absolutely. It's more you can say about Frank Clark.
And he's been good.
Yeah.
And he's been willing to play on 1 year deals.
Mm-hmm.
So like. Feels like that this could be a nice fit. Now,
Ndamukong Suh gets it at this age in the NFL. Yeah. 1 year deal, stay healthy,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, a fine new team.
Yeah.
Now, getting text messages from a couple of players doesn't indicate the team's interest. It just indicates that, you know, a couple guys might be trying to recruit him.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like it.
No, I don't either.
I'd rather he got text messages from Chris Jones and Frank Clark.
Sure. Yeah. But if you're the Raiders, why wouldn't you be interested in Ndamukong Suh? I mean, when you're looking at all the other teams in our division right now, the number one thing that they have to do is beat the Chiefs. Does Ndamukong Suh help you beat the Chiefs?
Possibly, yeah.
I would think so. Yeah, I would think that's help. Another weapon that you can have on your defensive line that, you know, they're going to have to worry about. Yeah. So I would 100% be interested in signing Ndamukong Suh. If I'm the Chargers, I'm interested. Hell, if I'm the Denver Broncos, I'm interested in going out there and getting a player of that caliber. And that's why the Chiefs should be interested in getting a player of that caliber, because I don't think it's a player's name that we've heard at a position that we don't need that everybody's pining for, right? I think it's a player's name that we know that we've heard of that's reliable, that can still play, that's willing to take a one-year deal
at a position of drastic need
right now for this team. And even signing Ndamukong Suh, let's say they do get Suh in here and it'd be fantastic, I'm still going to question the edge rushers because the two edge rushers right now, in my opinion, are questionable at best. And that's not a shot at Karlaftis. I don't know what to expect out of him. I've never seen the guy play in the NFL, right? Have you seen him play in the NFL?
I hope he's Max Crosby from the jump.
You hope.
I don't know that.
But you don't know. Yeah. You just don't know, right? You'd like to say faith. Fine. I got some faith that he's going to be good, but I still don't know. And I don't know what Frank Clark is either. So I would still be looking for an edge rusher right now if I'm the Chiefs. Another guy that you can work into that rotation to the quarterback. Because, again, if you're not getting to the quarterback, then all of those new defensive backs that you got are going to get burned and everybody's going to be ripping the defensive backs because they're not paying attention to the defensive line not doing its job. The last time we saw the defensive line, they were brutal. They didn't do their job. We lost the football game to the Cincinnati Bengals. The defensive line has got to get better, has got to play better, and I still think there's room for more folks to come in and be part of the party on the defensive line right now.
So keep an eye on Suh. Keep an eye on Suh. He may be drumming up his own business as well.
Sure. Right? Good for him.
Appearing
right?
on ESPN yeah. and you know, getting active on social media, but mm-hmm. I'm all for it. Let's do it. Gronk officially retired yesterday, I guess. So Rob Gronkowski is not going to answer Tom's call or might in the future answer Tom's call. His agent is that guy that represents the, it needed to be said guy, Drew Rosenhaus.
Yeah.
I didn't know he had other clients.
He's busy with podcasts.
He texted Adam Schefter and said, it would not surprise me if Tom Brady calls him during the season to come back and Rob answers the call. This is just my opinion, but I wouldn't be surprised if Rob comes back during the season or next season.
Again.
This wasn't a tweet from 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was a tweet from yesterday. So I just don't think we're ever going to believe he's retired as long as Tom Brady's still playing.
Well, yeah.
Maybe Tom Brady leaves him alone this time and goes, okay, fine. I did this to you once. I'm not doing this to you again. If you're out, you're out. I'm not going to do anything.
So October, he's back in
Tampa?
But he might
call him.
October?
He might call him one more time.
October?
Yeah.
You think October?
Yeah.
You think that's like they'll start 2-2 or something like that. They'll lose to the Chiefs in week 4.
Right. He won't be there week 4 against the Chiefs, but, you know, later on after the bye.
And so they'll be 2 and it's the bye after the Chiefs game for them?
I don't know.
Oh, I
don't
know. Looking at their schedule.
No, I don't know.
So they've got the Chiefs in week 4. They'll lose that game. They'll fall to 2-2. Tom will pick up the phone or the horn or whatever it is and summons Gronk, and Gronk will come, "Okay, I play football." Yeah, right. And there he will. News team assemble, and here they all come, right? And so I think that's a situation that we could potentially see with Rob Gronkowski. But let's say for argument's sake that he does walk away and he is done, right? Never plays again. In my opinion, he is the undisputed best tight end of all time. And I was thinking about this yesterday. I don't know if there's another position in sports where I can say that so-and-so is the greatest blank of all time and it be undisputed. Because you'll argue, I'll argue, we'll all argue who we think the greatest quarterback is of all time, right? Some will say Joe Montana, some will say Tom Brady, some will say Patrick Mahomes, some will say Aaron Rodgers for whatever reason, right? Some will say Peyton Manning, some will say whoever, right? You can make a case for different quarterbacks.
Nah, I will say Tom, but I know, there's debate, yeah.
No, I don't care who you say, but I mean, somebody will debate you
yeah,
on.
Yeah,
there's,
yeah, yeah,
there's debate
yeah,
about
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Who is the greatest pitcher of all time? I don't know. You'll have debate about that. Some will say Warren Spahn. Some will say Whitey Ford. Some will say whoever, right?
And that's not even me saying that.
Right. No, I know. Some will say Roger Clemens. You know, I don't know. Some will say whatever.
Right.
Who's the greatest baseball player of all time? You'll have an argument over that. Who's the greatest point guard? Who's the greatest running back? You can debate that forever. I just don't think there's any debate. Gronk, to me, is the undisputed greatest tight end that has ever played this game.
I'm with you on that, yeah. I think that one to me is undisputed. I think the only other one to me is Mariano Rivera.
Oh, that's a good one. Closer.
Greatest closer ever. I think there's no debate. Like, he's the greatest. He was the greatest closer ever.
But, you know, there will be people who will say Lee Smith or Dennis Eckersley. And
well,
we'll
no,
try to
insane.
Make that
no,
case.
No, it's that one. That to me is the most definitive.
I think you're right about that. Yeah.
Rivera, definitive.
Okay, so there's two people in the history of sports that are the undisputed greatest at what they did.
Yeah. And well, I'd say MJ. So I'd have three, but mm-hmm. but yes, but that one would be up for debate as well.
Right.
I feel like though, the Gronk, you're only making a case or something else. I mean, I'd love to say, you know, Tony or Kelsey were in. They're close,
but
Gronk's numbers are fantastic.
You look at Gronk's numbers, like you did it last year with us, Josh. You looked at his touchdowns, and then you said Kelsey's number. I'm like, oh, he doesn't even have half the amount of touchdowns that Gronk
has. Ridiculous. He's by far and away the best. By far and away the best ever to play the position.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
There's no other
position in sports where you can say that, where you can just go, no, that's the great, like, who's the greatest point guard of all time? Because I see the debates going on now. Steph's the greatest point guard of all time. Yeah. And somewhere Magic Johnson's going, hey, hello, what about me? You know, and people say Michael Jordan.
Magic's out there trumping the World Cup to L.A., so he's not
he's
about
out there
that
just saying what everybody tells him to say. But you know what? People will make the case for Magic Johnson, right? And they should. Who's the greatest basketball player of all time? I'll say LeBron James. You'll say Michael. There's an argument there.
Yeah.
Who's the greatest tight end of all time?
Gronk.
It's Gronk. There's no argument. There's no other position other than Mariano Rivera in sports that you can say undisputed the greatest at that position.
Cooper Kupp is just like you, except you aren't getting texts from Peyton Manning. We'll explain next.
You're listening to Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967. Royals insider Josh Vernier joins the show every Monday at 8:30 on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
A bit and a stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting
no
by.
Nobody requested this. That was a joke.
No,
right?
They did. It's
9-3-5-8-6-7-6-10. You pick the music, even if it's 9-5.
Yep.
At BWKC on Twitter, and you can submit the music on a Wayback Wednesday.
I mean, the wide range, the spectrum that we have already been on so far today. I just can't wait to see what the next 2 hours bring.
Yeah, get your texts in now on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line of the songs you want to hear. Otherwise, it's more Dolly Parton.
A Dolly Parton. We had a Don Henley that I didn't think was Don Henley. And someone was really mad at me. Like, of course that was Don Henley. It sounded like a remake to me.
Henley sing a song named Harbor Lights by chance, or have an album named Harbor Lights? Or was that just a bar in Lawrence?
Because I Got High was also on there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me?
Don Henley sing what?
Harbor Lights. Was there a Harbor Lights album by Don Henley?
Oh, maybe a name of an album. Maybe. I don't know.
Check that out. Harbor Lights. I remember being a song, but it was also a bar in Lawrence, and you drank out of mason jars there.
Hmm.
Don't ask me about a class I took in Lawrence, but ask me what kind of glassware certain bars have.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
Harbor Lights had the mason jars. Louise's had the big schooners. The Wheel had plastic Coors Light cups.
You like... Name your third semester there, what class you took. I have no idea.
Tell me
the beer specials on that.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Thursday was Dollar Pitcher Night at the Crossing. Wednesday was Dollar Rolling Rock Night and Premium Beer Night at the Hawk. Yeah. I think Tuesday was Quarter Draws at Bullwinkle's, the Bull.
We had a Dime Draw Night. That was pretty fantastic.
That is crazy.
Harbor Lights was first sung by the Platters. Then Elvis Presley did it. Boss Skaggs did it. Willie Nelson did it. I don't see Don Henley.
Was there an album called Harbor Lights by Don Henley then? I don't know why that's in my mind. Hmm. It's got to be there for a reason. Hmm. Nothing?
No.
Now, Bruce Hornsby in the Range.
That's who it is.
Bruce Hornsby in the Range?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I knew it was some rando from the 70s that had long hair and smoked weed, right?
Stay off the weed.
There you go. Bruce Hornsby is what you're looking for.
I agree with the text line. Beer never broke my heart. Yeah.
Classes did? What? I don't know.
Definitely did.
Cooper Kupp is just like any other person.
Well, he's got two legs and two arms and 10 fingers and 10 toes.
And sometimes he receives text messages from unknown locations and doesn't answer them.
Oh, God, yes.
So Cooper Kupp's probably like you. He's getting requests to buy your house.
Mm-hmm. How many scam calls have you been getting lately? I've gotten a lot. Oh, they said, and Jayhawk for Life tweeted this to us about the elderly getting scam calls from the Olathe Police Department.
He was looking out for me.
Looking out for you.
That was nice of him.
The Olathe Police Department is not calling and asking for donations.
Correct.
Do not answer that
call. Police departments are not asking for donations. The one that I really like now is the random text of, would you like to sell your home?
Yeah, I always respond yes. And it's usually an address that I haven't lived at in 20 years.
Yeah.
So I'll sell that house.
I keep trying to sell the one we had in Illinois, you know, 20 years ago now for like $1 million. And this person won't bite on it. I don't know.
They never respond back when you make your first offer.
But then there's another one locally that buys houses in the I don't know who this buys houses in the neighborhood who wants to buy the house. And I've said no multiple times, and now I'm just not answering. So there's a lot of times where you just don't even answer random texts. Cooper Kupp, this happened to him as well. It was just, you know, someone he probably should have been answering texts from.
I don't know if we've discussed the ghosting situation. Yeah, he changes his number all the time, and or at least he used to change his number all the time. So I used to, you know, like during the college when I was going to the Manning camps and stuff like that, I'd talk to him. But new number, he texted me. You get texts from random numbers. I usually just don't respond to him. He never said, hey, this is Peyton or anything like that. It was just kind of weird, like arbitrary messages that you wouldn't know who it's from. And so I didn't think anything of it. 4 years, 5 years later, I'm like, okay, this is weird. This seems to like be timing up with every single time that I'm meeting Peyton at certain things. And finally it was like the trigger was, he sent me a picture of him and I at the camp. And I'm like, no, like who else would have this picture, or why would someone send this picture? And then it was like immediately the heart sink. Like, oh my goodness, I've been ghosting Peyton. And yeah, it was tough. It was a tough moment, tough day in the Kupp household.
He hadn't been sending replies to Peyton Manning for multiple years.
Well, he said Peyton kept changing his phone number, though.
Yes.
And we've dealt with people like that who change their phone number every 6 months. At that point in time, are you supposed to continually save these new numbers? First of all, why are you changing your phone number so much? What are you hiding?
I would guess if you're celebrity-ish, you probably have people to get your number, and you just change your number because people keep getting your number that shouldn't have your number.
There's a lot of celebrities out there who have never changed their phone
numbers.
That's true.
Too. I know.
I would say a good majority of people celebrities have never changed their phone number, right?
If it's Peyton, maybe one of those numbers is the one that sent in the package.
No, I was going to say the package, the delivery.
They could have been. It could have been the package that once arrived at his home with the stuff in it to rejuvenate his neck or whatever.
Correct.
I don't know. I don't live in that realm, but
right. When was the last time you changed your phone number, Josh?
When I moved here.
When you moved here. So 2003?
Yeah, 2003.
Yeah. Okay. B-Dub, when was the last time you changed your phone number? Do you recall the last time you changed yours? Because for me, the last time I changed mine is when I moved back here in 01.
And this, I will never change it. This is it.
This is it.
The number.
This is the number, right?
I mean.
Yes.
I assume it is. I mean, because we didn't know we were going to change 913-586-7610. Sometimes
very
circumstances happen
right.
where the number has to be changed because that one goes away for some reason. But I anticipate keeping the number I have now forever.
Because you can't sit there and tell me, well, I'm changing the number because I've been getting a lot of spam calls. Everybody's getting spam calls. It doesn't matter what your number is.
You can hit ignore and whatever.
Right,
and
but you don't change your number because of that. So why is Peyton Manning changing his number every 6 months? What do you got going on there,
Peyton? I don't know.
I'm more interested in that than I am
that
the Cooper Kupp was ghosting him.
And I like the fact that Cooper Kupp's like, I'm not answering this. I don't know who this is.
Why
I'm
should
not
he?
Doing this.
I mean, that's what you run into when you constantly change your number.
And someone stalks him with a photo like, okay, I guess it's Peyton.
Yeah. It had to be. Nobody else had that picture, right? Yeah. So it had. But did you save the number at the time? Because you know in 6 months he's changing it anyway.
Yeah,
it's not going to matter.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a former Royal. We have like four or five numbers.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And don't know which one works anymore. No. At this point, don't even want to call it.
Yeah.
Don't even.
Doesn't matter.
And then, remember, he circled back to that one of the original numbers at one point in time.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't recall that. Yeah. No, really. Yeah. Came back to the original, huh?
And we're okay, this is weird.
Strange, bizarre.
But couldn't tell you how to get a hold of him now.
No. I mean, maybe try one of the numbers. I think I have about three of them saved.
I think, there's quite a few in there. So that's an athlete thing, I guess.
Right. I have about six numbers saved for Dick Vermeil in my phone, but only one of them works. I don't know why I saved the others.
I don't even know if it was the same. person or if it was a different team, but I remember we dealt with somebody from PR and they're like, I don't even know if I have his current number.
Yeah. Yep.
So it happens, I guess. Mm-hmm. But you know, new phone, who dis?
Right.
I do that to your kids all the time. But
to your kids?
Oh,
you do that?
Yeah. Yes.
I'll do that
When there's a food run requested.
Yeah, food run or money is who dis?
Yeah. Who dis? Yeah.
Why do you keep texting me? I don't know who this is.
I'm always embarrassed to do that, though. I only do it to people's numbers who I know that I have, right? But like, I get number texts from people all the time and say, hey, you know, whatever, and I'm like, I don't know who this is. How many times have I asked you, do you have this number in your phone?
And
you've done the same. Do you have this number in your phone? I don't know who that is. I have no idea who that is.
Yeah. No, I see it's the kids because they get annoyed by it.
Yeah.
It's pretty great. Like, no, I don't know who's asking
this
for food.
This is your daughter.
Yeah. Who else would
I
be
need
asking
food.
For? Who else could be asking for a McDonald's run?
But I mean, like, if you're constantly changing your phone number, stop.
Mm.
You're not that important. Yeah. I hate to tell you, you're not that important.
And
nobody cares.
You're taking the time to transfer your contact list, apparently, because it keeps texting Cooper Kupp under various numbers.
That's
so.
Right. You get that
SIM
card.
What's going on with Peyton is the follow-up, the natural follow-up to this story.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.